Can we start? Venerable monks, dear devotees, thank you very much for having invited me to come and see you and talk to you and discuss something which is important in our religious way of life for us to understand the nature of everything that which exists in this world.
所有的诸三长老，各位莲友，非常高兴，同时谢谢大家邀请我来跟诸位见面，谈一谈有关于人生几个重要的特征，这些都是很自然的人生现象。
In the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Buddha has said, Yankinchi samudaya dhammam sabbantam nirodha dhammam. Meaning, if there is that come into existence in this world, there must be a cause, sources, and again, there will be some sort of disintegration in every existing things in this universe.
佛在初转法轮的时候就说过这么一句话，世上所有的一切现象必然有其原因，而且彼此是互相缘起的。
Sariputta, the chief disciple of the Buddha, before he accept the teachings of the Buddha, he was searching the truth, wandering here and there. One day, he met Venerable Asaji. Asaji means five disciples who attended the Buddha's first sermon, Anyakondanya Baddhya Vappa Mahanama Asaji. Having seen, Sariputta thought this person must be somebody. He approached him and asked, "Who is your teacher? What is religion that you practice?" Then Asaji told me, actually, "Very recently, I have joined this holy order. I know only little bit." Then Sariputta said, "Appangva bahungva bhasasu atthanyeva me bruhi. I don't want to hear so many words. I want to know exactly the essence of the truth." Then Asaji said, "I know only this much. Ye dhamma hetu pabhava, tesang hetung tathagato aha, tesanchayo nirodho, evang vadi mahasamano." This is the language spoken in northern India at that time. He said, "My teacher," the Buddha said like this, "Ye dhamma hetu pabhava." If there is that come into existence, there must be a cause, reason. Otherwise, by itself, cannot come into existence. Ye dhamma hetu pabhava. Tesang hetung tathagato aha. The Buddha also mentioned, what are those causes? Again he said, tesang chayo nirodho. Why they do not exist forever? They are going on changing, decaying and disintegrating. Evangvadi Mahasamano, our great Samana, our Buddha, preach like this.
佛的大弟子舍利弗在皈依佛陀之前 到处的寻找人生的真理。有一天他碰到初转法轮佛所度的五比丘之一的阿萨吉，他看到这位比丘就很讶异，这不是一般的常人，因此就来到他面前问他，您所修的是什么样子的法？您的师父是谁呢？阿萨吉就回答舍利佛说，我的师父是佛，我所学的是佛教我的教法。舍利佛就说，您能不能告诉我，您的老师教给你的教法最简要的是什么？阿萨吉昌就回答说，我的老师说，世上一切的万法都有其升起的原因，都不能够独立而存在的。凡是存在的一切法，也必然都会变异而后消失。这就是我的老师佛告诉我的最简要的法门。
The Buddha is called Lokavidu, the knower of the world. When you compare with various other religious teachers, how they have explained the existence of the world or the universe, and the way how Buddha has explained all these existing things in this universe, scientists can fully agree with the Buddha, but not with other religions.
佛有一个名号是世间劫，如果我们比较其他宗教的教主在解释世间万法的现象跟佛的解释，我们就可以发现两者的解释是截然不同的。
Now let us take Albert Einstein's. Every scientist respect him as very high intellectual, great thinker. When you study his theory of relativity, what does he say? Things cannot come into existence without depending on something. Hear what the Buddha says. If there is something that which come into existence, there must be a cause for that. How far they have come nearer to the teachings of the Buddha.
科学家一定都会赞同佛对于世间相的解释，而不会同意其他教主对于世间万法的解释。让我们就以伟大的科学家相对论的发明者爱因斯坦为例。爱因斯坦在提出相对论理论的时候，他说，世间的一切万物都不可能不依其他事物而存在的。这句话多么接近佛所说此有故彼有缘起的道理呢？
Recently, I went to give a Buddhist talk in International Islamic University. One student asked two questions. Why Buddhists do not believe in God? Then I asked, who told you that Buddhists do not believe in God? You are wrong. It is not that Buddhists do not believe in God. Buddhist concept on God, entirely different. Not like Christians, Muslims or Hindus. But Buddhists have their own concept on God. Again he asked another question. What is the Buddhist concept on the beginning of this life? Then I said, the Buddha has advised us not to waste our time in searching the beginning of this life, because there is no beginning. By knowing the beginning, what do we gain? Nothing. Therefore, he advised us not to waste our time.
我应邀到一所国际伊斯兰大学做佛法的演讲。演讲之后，有一位学生问了我两个问题。第一个问题，他问：为什么佛教不相信神呢？我回答他：佛教并非 不相信神，而是佛教对于神的概念跟其他的宗教，比如基督宗教、伊斯兰教，对于神的概念是不一样的。第二个问题，他问佛教怎么样子说明 此生的最初原因呢？我回答他说，佛教并不浪费时间去寻求此生的源头，因为一切都是无始的，找不到最初的第一因。 我们没有必要浪费时间去找源头。The
Buddha says, there is neither beginning nor an end. Don't waste your time in searching the beginning and the end. Take for instance, let us take this earth that we are living. What is the beginning and what is the end? People try to understand or by maintaining some belief given by some other religions. But the Buddha says, there are four periods here. Sangvarta, Sangvartasthayi, Vivarta, Vivartasthai. This earth is divided into four periods. Existing period, changing period, decaying period, and disintegrating, dissolution. Four period. But dissolution is not the end of this earth. Disperse particles. Now scientists have discovered atom, neutron, proton, electron, and gas, gravity. These are energies. These energies never disappear. There is nothing to decay or disappear. After some times, all these energies turn into molecules. These molecules are going on accumulating, accumulating, accumulating for millions or billions of years. and again the formation take place. Then where is the beginning, where is the end? That is why the Buddha says, don't waste your time in searching the beginning and the ending of everything.
佛陀说一切万法无始亦无终，我们以宇宙为例子来说明，有的科学家尝试去寻找我们地球的起源，有的相信其他宗教 圣典所说的话，我们看看地球宇宙的起源。佛陀说，我们的宇宙既无始也无终，可以分成成住坏空四个 阶段，在空劫之后，我们的宇宙分解了，却不是结束，因为一切的万物都可以分析成各种的粒子、分子、质子、电子、中子。 到最后，可以分析成能量。一切的万物在灭之后，就转换为能量。过了一段的时间，这些能量又会聚集成粒子，而经过 几百万年、几千亿年、亿亿万年的长久时间，这些粒子一再的聚集成质子、原子、分子，而后有了世间一切万法的出现。因此，哪一个是宇宙的起源呢？ 而哪一个又是宇宙的终点呢？佛陀就告诉我们说，没有必要浪费时间去寻求宇宙的起点、宇宙的终点。S.G.
Wells, a well-known world historian, he says, when you study Bible, we can understand that God has created this world only few thousand years ago. When you study geology, we can understand it has taken millions of years for this earth to cool down, settle down. Therefore, how can we believe that God created this world only a few thousand years ago?
一位著名的宗教史学家威尔说，当我们读圣经的时候，我们发现宇宙 只是存在几千年而已，可是地质学家却告诉我们，我们这个宇宙已经存在了几百万、几千万、亿万年了。从这个角度去看，我们又如何能够接受圣经上面 所说的宇宙缘起论呢？
In 1998, Pope John announced, it appeared in the newspaper, human beings were not created by the God. They come into existence due to gradual development of evolution. When Charles Darwin started his theory of evolution, church had a losing battle for 100 years. Finally, Pope had to announce, human beings were not created by the God, but they come into existence due to evolution.
1998年，天主教教皇若望保禄二世公开的宣称，他的话也在报纸上刊登。教皇他说，世界，我们这个宇宙不是上帝所创造的，而是演化而来的。当达尔文提出演化论的时候，罗马教会几百年间都不接受达尔文的演化论。而今罗马教皇不得不宣称，人类并非神所造，而是演化而来的。
I discussed this matter with the Archbishop of Malaysia. Why the Pope said like this? He said his idea is, this physical body is not created by the God. God creates only soul. But these sayings also contradict to Bible. Why? Bible says, God created the man in the image of God. Then where is the image?
我曾经与马来西亚的总主教讨论过这个问题，为什么教皇会宣称世界、人类不是上帝所创造的呢？这位总主教他就告诉我说，教皇的意思，人的身体不是神所造，神造的是灵魂。他的这一句话也是跟圣经上面所记载的相反，因为圣经上面说，神以他的影像创造了人。影像又在哪儿呢？
It is mentioned that God created the earth, heaven and earth first. After 7 days, He created the sun and the moon. Without sun, how did they count 7 days? Here you can understand what they say about the beginning. Another speaker, when he started to talk, at the beginning, God created heaven and hell, heaven and earth. Somebody interrupted. He got up and asked, may I know what was he doing before he started to create heaven and earth? Then the speaker said, I think at that time he was creating hell for those who ask this kind of questions.
这个问题我们在圣经上面又看到， 有如是的记载，神首先创造了地球，七天之后他创造了太阳、月亮。如果没有创造太阳的话，我们怎么又有星期天呢？因为在英文里面 Sunday 星期天，那个 Sun 就是太阳的意思啊，就是当时一位演讲者的话。又有一位演讲者，他又是这么说，神呢，又是以他的意思来创造了这个太阳、月亮。有人就问他，在神创造太阳之前，他又做些什么呢？这位演讲者想了一下，他说，在神创造太阳之前，他可能是在创造，不相信他画的人是什么个样子。
Charles Darwin mentioned that the first life was originated in the water with one cell, amoeba. When we study Hindu philosophy, reincarnations of God, Hindu also explain exactly in the same way. They say, Matsya Kurmo Varahascha Nrsingho Cha Vamana, reincarnations of God from time to time. The first life appear in the water as reincarnations of God. Then Kurma, turtle or tortoise, then four-legged animal, then went on increasing up to human body. That is theory of evolution, how they interpret it as religious way of life.
达尔文他提出演化论的时候，认为第一个生命是来自水，水中有单细胞称为 amoeba， 有 amoeba 这个单细胞，而后慢慢演化成其他的生物。这种论点我们也可以从印度教里面看得到类似的说法。印度教也说，我们第一个生命是出现在水中，而后有这些单细胞演化成其他维系的生物，其他的动物。这是科学家在解释世界的起源，又怎么能够当成是宗教的理论？
The followers of other religions can satisfy when they were taught that there is an eternal, permanent, everlasting soul, eternal soul, remain in heaven, exist forever. To satisfy their craving, to console their craving, they accept this. Without analyzing, without understanding, whether it is possible or not. But in the teachings of the Buddha, we cannot find such eternal existence. That is why some people cannot satisfy.
其他的宗教徒，当他们的宗教告诉他们说，有一些事物是永恒的，可以有永恒的生命，为着满足他们的贪欲，其他的宗教徒也接受了如此的论调。可是在佛法之中，我们不能够发现任何的事物可以永恒的论点。
There was a disciple of the Buddha who maintained such belief that our consciousness remains in heaven as permanent or eternal soul. The Buddha condemned that belief.
佛有一位弟子仍然相信天堂里面的灵魂是永恒的。佛陀对于这位弟子乃加以驳斥。
Now let us take these three words, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Anicca, impermanent, never remain as permanent entity without changing. Why? Formation take place with the physical body, or this earth, or the sun, or the moons and the galaxies, or universes, due to combinations of element and energies. When they remain together for a certain period, the binding factors of these energies and element started to loosen. Then the changes slowly, 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 slowly take place. Now let us take a baby. And after 50, 60, 70, 80 years time, how many changes have taken place in that physical body? It is not created by another person. That is the nature of anicca, impermanency. Not to remain anything, difficulty to remain anything without changing. It is natural.
让我们看看无常、苦、无我这三个名相，一切的万法不可能维持恒常而有不可改变的实体，因为一切的万物，包括人的身体、地球、太阳、月亮等一切万物，都是由诸大和能量和合而成的。当这些万物维持了一段时间之后，维系万物现象存在的因素也必然就会改变了，所以世间没有恒常的事物。让我们以小孩子为例来说明，一个胚胎的成长经过多少星期的演进，慢慢而有 胎儿的形成，并非是由其他人来创造的。
Existence takes place because of changes. If there are no changes, no visible existence. Modern scientists also fully agree. Existing means changing. That is what the Buddha says. Anything that which exists must be changes. Never remain forever without changing.
存在是来自改变，如果没有改变的话，就不可能有存在。现代的科学家都一致的同意这个理论，如果没有变化，就不可能有某种现象的形成。
Mind is changing, physical body is changing. When the mind changes 17 times, physical body changes once. A Greek philosopher has said,The same man cannot jump into the river twice. Why? Once he jump and come out, second time when he jump, he is not the same man. Changes have taken place. Buddhism can say, one man cannot jump twice into the same river because the water already changed second time when he jump into the river.That is the nature of changes. Medical science says every 3 months the whole systems in our body completely change.
心一直在改变着，我们的色身也不断在变化着。一位希腊的哲学家说，同样一个人不可能跳进河中二次，因为同样一个人跳进河里面上岸以后已经变成了另外一个人。我们心的变化速度是色身的16倍，心变了16次以后，我们的色身也变了1次。佛法又说，同样一个人不可能跳进河里同样的河2次，因为人一直在变化，河也一直在变化的。医学家也告诉我们，每3个月人已经完全改变了一次。
Now let us take the other word, dukkha. Many people have not given clear interpretation of this word. Especially Muslims and Christians condemn the teachings of the Buddha, saying the Buddha always talked the negative aspect of our life, saying life is nothing but suffering. Dukkha does not mean suffering. The real meaning ofunsatisfactoriness. Dukkha means unsatisfactoriness. There is nobody here in this world who can satisfy with everything forever. Every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, They are going on changing because they cannot satisfy. This is the nature of our life. So we are experiencing mentally, physically, unsatisfactoriness of our life. Again, another meaning. Friction, clashes, imbalance of the element. In our physical body, we have element. These elements always, we can see how friction, clashes take place. Then we experience